Hey there, Boundary Breakers. This is Jeffrey Morant, your personal high-performance health coach, and I've got something extraordinary to share with you. Mark your calendars for October 23rd to October 25th, 2024, because you're invited to the Reimagining Health Summit, hosted by the Integrative Health Practitioner Institute right in sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the future of health. Come experience the cutting-edge innovations that are reshaping our approach to wellness. Our mission is simple: to empower you to take control of your health, improve your outcomes, and inspire you to live your best life. This three-day transformative experience is packed with interactive exhibitions, inspiring keynote presentations, and engaging panel discussions led by the most respected experts in the natural health field. Whether you're a seasoned natural health practitioner or just starting your wellness journey, the Reimagining Health Summit has something for everyone. You can meet and network with like-minded individuals, discover the latest products and services in the natural health field, and for the first time ever, connect with integrative health practitioners and high-performance health coaches like myself who can help you optimize your health and vitality. Why should you attend the Reimagining Health Summit? Because we are standing at the tipping point of a health revolution driven by the latest science, AI technology, and groundbreaking wellness protocols. Be among the first to learn about these incredible advancements and prepare for a healthier tomorrow today. Join us at the picturesque Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress Resort, an oasis of tranquility amidst Orlando's natural beauty. This is more than just an event, it's an opportunity to rejuvenate your mind, your body, and your soul. Don't miss out on this incredible chance to learn, connect, and grow in the natural health field. Secure your spot today and take the first step towards a healthier, happier you. Click the link in the show notes to learn more, and be sure, as a valued listener of the Breaking Boundaries podcast, to use code LIVE100, that's LIVE100, to save yourself $100 off the price of a Reimagining Health Summit ticket. This code is valid on general, experiential, and VIP tickets. I had such a magnificent experience at the last two events that I can't wait to see you there. Get your ticket today, stay healthy, and keep breaking those boundaries. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Mort. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you're busy taking care of business, yet who's taking care of you? If you're ready to take your energy and performance to the next level in your life and your business, then this podcast is for you. Because today, you're going to start breaking boundaries of your mind, body, and business with integrative health. And when you do that, your possibilities are limitless. I'm grateful you're here. Welcome to Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs, where we explore the intersections of integrative health, your well-being, and your success. I'm your host, Jeffrey Mort, certified integrative health practitioner and high-performance health coach, and today we are diving deep into a simple and yet vast topic that intricately impacts every aspect of our lives: hydration. And before we get started, You might be wondering, Jeff, what happened to the two episodes per week of Breaking Boundaries podcast that you were doing? And I just want to bring you up to speed on that, because I'm an advocate of full transparency, that there's only so much time during the week. And in my private wellness practice, Love Energy Wellness, not only have we been taking on more clients, however, we are also up-leveling our service that we provide over there. So I've been focusing on some other products and some other educational aspects to be able to give to my clients while they're in the program there, as well as, you know, I'm always on this journey with you, and I'm always learning more. I will never stop learning, and I will never stop educating on integrative health. And now for the next 12 weeks, I'm also in a very intensive program that I've committed quite a bit of time to during the week. So we're dialing back the Breaking Boundaries podcast for entrepreneurs to just one episode per week, one blog post per week, keeping it simple, yet we're still showing up and educating and empowering. So with that, I want to get back to this self-driven world of entrepreneurship where it's so easy to overlook the basics of our health. But proper hydration, it isn't just a health tip. It's a game changer for success. And today we're unlocking the fountain of wellness by understanding the integrative approach to hydration and its profound effects on something very specific: back pain and longevity. So I guess that's two very specific things. So imagine this. You wake up, you're ready to tackle the day, maybe, but instead of feeling refreshed, you're greeted by stiffness and discomfort in your back. I'm sure that so many of you can relate to that. I'm sure that sounds familiar. And I want you to know that you're not alone. Back pain affects millions. But what if I told you that proper hydration could be the key to alleviating this common ailment? Well, you might be thinking, that's too simple. That's absolutely too simple, and it can't be. Well, what do most people do when they have back pain? Every single day, right? Every day they have, we'll call it chronic back pain. First thing they do is they go to some over-the-counter pain relief, or I should say most of the time. Over-the-counter pain relief, this might be some sort of an NSAID or anti-inflammatory or something along those lines. Could be a Tylenol or an Advil or a Aleve or whatever the case may be, whatever they have on hand. And then when that doesn't work, then they schedule a visit with their doctor. Might be a 10-minute visit, as they usually are. And, you know, the doctor will do an evaluation, and perhaps they'll recommend a stronger pain relief, maybe something not over-the-counter, maybe something prescription strength. And then what's the next step when that's not working, or the person says, I don't want to keep taking these pharmaceuticals, which is a fantastic decision to make. What's next? Then maybe the doctor will do a referral to some imaging. Maybe this will be X-ray or an MRI or some sort of imaging where they can see what is going on. And then once the imaging comes back, they realize, yes, there is an issue. And then they'll go for a consultation with a surgeon. Now, surgery, sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's necessary. But I will say this. If you ask an insurance agent if you need insurance, the answer is almost always going to be yes. So if you ask a surgeon if you need surgery, you know, that's what they do. So anyways, I'm not saying anybody's doing anything malicious, but it's a broken model. It's a broken model because, and not surgery. I'm not saying surgery is a broken model. I'm saying the pain relief to the doctor's visit, to the prescription meds, to the imaging, to the surgery, that is a broken model. Because it's missing, possibly missing, the underlying root cause. And that's what we're talking about here today. So let's start by understanding the science behind hydration and back pain. That's right, there's science behind this. I always bring you research-backed information. Our spinal discs, those crucial little cushions between the vertebrae, they rely on hydration to maintain their height and their function. And when we are dehydrated, these discs shrink, leading to increased friction, discomfort, and even injury. That's right. So these discs, they're non-vascular. So they rely on a process to be able to bring in that water after everything else that's vascular in nature in the body, the organs and the tissues and things like that, bring in the hydration that way through the vessels, through the blood vessels, and the discs don't have that opportunity. So if we're not getting enough water, the discs are not getting that proper level of hydration because it's just none left. Once it's, you know, all used up by the other places, there's not enough left over for the discs to be able to absorb that water. So that leads to the increased friction, the discomfort, and injury. Now, you might be wondering, why did my doctor not ask me about water? Well, They could be assuming that you have the basics covered before you came to see them. And although doctors, I will say nurses, nurse practitioners, doctors, they, almost all of them got into the industry to be able to help people. And then, of course, they took the oath, as I did, to do no harm to other people. But when they paid, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in some instances to an institution to teach them how to be able to help and do no harm, they became, in most cases, indoctrinated by the source of the teaching because it's based on the pharmaceutical business. That's just a fact. And in 2023, that pharmaceutical business was $1.6 trillion, expected to grow at an exponential rate, because in 2022, it went up from 2022, $100 billion, $100 billion with a B in 1 year, to $1.6 trillion in 2022. That's the pharmaceutical industry. Now, compare to the natural supplement industry, which was only a mere $93 million in 2023. Well, you might be thinking $93 million is still, a pretty stout industry, but in perspective to the pharmaceutical industry, the natural supplement industry was only 0.06% of the pharmaceutical industry. 0.0, not even 1%, 0.06%, not even 1/10. Anyways, it's clear that there's less profit in nature, yet a much better success rate from nature. And this is exactly why I empower purpose-driven entrepreneurs just like you to take control of their health naturally. Okay, so my rant is over about the pharmaceutical industry. And so let's get back to this. I'm not here to bring fear into anybody's eyes, because there's always an integrative approach. And there's an integrative approach specifically to hydration that goes beyond simply drinking water. It's about choosing quality water and adopting a structured hydration protocol and embracing holistic wellness practices. So when it comes to water, not all sources are created equal. So let's start there with the quality of the water that we are bringing in on a daily basis. Now, tap water may contain impurities. Now, when I say tap water, that could mean water from your tap, of course, but where's the source? Is it a municipal water supply maintained by a government entity, or are we talking about a well water that's bringing water to your tap? So we'll quickly address the both of those. Municipal water supplies can contain impurities and chemicals, things like chlorine and fluoride, which are natural elements of the earth, but neither have any business being in the body. You are not fluoride deficient. You are not chlorine deficient. As a matter of fact, the United States is one of the last countries to still allow fluoridated water, and many municipalities are getting away from it. You can actually look that up to see if your municipality is, or exactly what they are putting in the water, and whether one of those components is fluoride. But I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole today. I would love to, but I'm not. So you can also detect certain pharmaceuticals, medications in your municipal water supply. And how does that happen? Well, I'll get to that in just a minute. And if you want any of these references here, I'm going to link up the blog post that goes along with this. So every podcast has a partnering blog post, and I have more references in there. So we'll leave it at that for the municipal water supply. Now, your well water could have environmental toxins in it as well. And while spring water offers natural purity and essential minerals for optimal hydration, we have bottled spring water, which of course is regulated and tested, but then that comes in a plastic bottle. So maybe you don't want that plastic, or for environmental purposes, you don't want to be adding to the plastic waste in the world, although there is recycling. But then you have open source springs as well, where you can bottle your own spring water. Now, a lot of times those are not tested, and you're at your own discretion to for the safety of that water. So, and sometimes those springs are tested. But I will link up findaspring.com, so you can actually locate a natural flowing spring near you. I'll put that in the show notes for you. So, of course, then for spring water, bottled water is usually the most convenient. And did you know? So while we're talking about bottled water, you have bottled spring water, but do you make sure that it says spring water when you grab a bottle or grab a case of that, and not purified water? Because did you know that purified water can come from wastewater? Yeah, that's right. I know, gross, but it's true. It's true. And so this is how the pharmaceuticals end up in the municipal water supply, because the people are flushing pharmaceuticals down the toilet. Maybe they're expired. Maybe they don't need them anymore. Maybe they've fed up with the pharmaceuticals. They flush them down the toilet. Where does that go? It goes to a water treatment facility where they treat the water, and part of that water actually goes back, gets treated a little further, and then they're selling it back to you. Yeah, I know, it's gross. And you can learn more about this, but this is why it's crucial to choose your water source wisely for your health and the health of your family. So again, a lot of this information is linked up in the partnering blog post for this episode. You can find that at loveenergywellness.com/learn, or you can just go to the show notes here. I'll link it up for you, where I'll also link up a book for you. And if you're watching on video, I have it right here. It's called The Rain Barrel Effect, and it's by my mentor, Dr. Stephen Cabral. You can actually get this book for free, and I will put a link to my website where you can find that book for free over there. You just have to pay shipping. And there's a whole section in here of it's actually Toxic Enemy number 4, and it's all about tap water in here, and you can read about that. And then they're provided in here are the research links as well. And then what I'll also do is I'll link up my favorite water pitcher. So I have a water pitcher that filters out I forget how many percent, but it's upward of in the 80 or 90 percentile of toxins, including chlorine and fluoride. And I use that every day. My family loves it. I love it. We use that thing all the time. And I will link that up as well. So now that you understand about water quality, let's talk implementing a plan beginning with timing. Starting your day with a glass of water infused with organic lemon upon waking, this will jumpstart hydration and detoxification. And frankly, it really tastes good. This is my one of my healthy habits, and a great starting point that I recommend to all my clients is I have lemons all ready to go, quartered up in the refrigerator. I have my filtered water that I make sure I fill up the night before, so it's all filtered and ready to go. And the first thing I do when I wake up is, well, first of all, I stretch, usually use the bathroom, brush my teeth, and then I go and make my water drink to hydrate first thing in the morning. I squeeze lemon in there, and it's delicious. It really jumpstarts the day. And then throughout the day, I want you to aim to drink at least half of your body weight in ounces of water. So what does this look like? If a person is 150 pounds, they're going to be drinking 75 ounces of water. If a person is 200 pounds, they're going to be drinking 100 ounces of water. And that is a minimum. That is a baseline starting point to be able to do that. Now, it's not that difficult. You know, 75 ounces of water. Well, if you're drinking a 20 ounce bottle, that's 20, 40, 60, 80. That's 4 bottles of water per day. You can do that. That's so easy to do, especially starting first thing in the morning. And then afternoon is when I recommend replenishing electrolytes with a pinch of salt and a squeeze of organic lime for enhanced hydration and energy. Now, what kind of lime? Of course, organic lime, because you don't want any pesticides or glyphosate in the fruit that you're squeezing in there, the fruit juice. But what kind of salt, you might be wondering? I recommend Himalayan sea salt, or my favorite, if you're watching on video here, this Redmond sea salt. And you can find this on our resource page on our website, loveenergywellness.com/resources. And this Redmond real salt comes from the salt flats in Utah, and it has over 80 trace minerals in it. It's absolutely amazing. But what we're looking to do with the salt and the lime is replenish your sodium and potassium. These are very important electrolytes for energy and for your adrenals and for your cellular function as well. Very, very important to have those in balance. If you want to know if your sodium and potassium levels are balanced over the course of the last 3 months, we can set you up with a free minerals and metals lab. Takes a simple hair sample, and we can look at your mineral levels, your heavy metal toxicity. It's absolutely an amazing lab. And for first-time lab users, we can set you up for free. And you can find that over on our website, or you can always DM me or email me, jeffrey@loveenergywellness.com, and schedule your complimentary consultation. Mention the free lab. We'll hook you up over there. You just have to pay shipping, just like the book, to get the product to you. But that's over a $200 lab free to you for just the cost of shipping. So the journey to optimal hydration, back to hydration here, it doesn't end there. As you already know, Integrative Health Coaching offers personalized guidance and support, empowering you to make sustainable lifestyle changes that elevate your health, your energy, and your performance. Simple lifestyle changes. This is not a complete reconstruction of your lifestyle. This is just adding in simple, healthy habits, such as drinking lemon water first thing in the morning, making sure that your hydration is covered for the day, quality water. So those are some simple lifestyle changes that are going to help make a huge difference, right? It's like compounding interest. Once you get that momentum going and you implement these healthy habits and you start to habit stack, you are going to see incredible changes for the better in your life. So now you might be wondering, how does hydration relate to success as an entrepreneur? I just don't understand that. Okay, well, think about it this way. In the short term, staying hydrated sharpens focus, boosts energy, reduces pain, and enhances productivity, all essential for seizing opportunities and driving your business forward. And in the long term, we're talking about a long game here for longevity and health span. Proper hydration, it lays the foundation for health and longevity. By supporting spinal health and bolstering immune function, you can enjoy a higher quality of life well into your later years. I don't even want to call them golden years because that just doesn't, it doesn't sit well with me. I still feel like I'm a teenager in my mind and in my energy levels now that I'm back to where I want to be and I feel amazing. So where do we go from here? It's simple. Take the next step towards optimal hydration and holistic wellness by scheduling that complimentary consultation over at Love Energy Wellness or any of the 5,000 certified integrative health coaches. You don't just have to, I shouldn't say have to, but you have more options than just Love Energy Wellness. There's over 5,000 certified integrative health practitioners that are there to guide you towards success. You can find them at, I believe, integrativehealthpractitioner.org, and there's a practitioner directory there. We would be happy to interview you over at Love Energy Wellness. We have complimentary consultations. We can talk about your concerns, your goals, and how we can help to get you there. And all of the integrative health practitioners offer personalized strategies and support to transform your life from the inside out. So remember, my friends, proper hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about unlocking the fountain of wellness and embracing a brighter, healthier future. So let's break some boundaries together and thrive in both life and in business. That's all for today's episode of Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jeffrey Moore, and I will see you next time. In the meantime, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and keep breaking those boundaries. Bye-bye, everybody. Before we say goodbye, you may not have realized it, but you can get free daily access to our thriving Love Energy Wellness community and support group where you'll join health-conscious entrepreneurs just like you. I know you're concerned about your health, energy, and performance. That's why I personally answer your questions daily, invite you to our weekly live calls, and share pro wellness tips for energy and performance and exclusive offers just for our community members. This is also your support hub when we gather every 90 days for a total body and mind reset, also known as the world-renowned Dr. Cabral Functional Medicine Detox Protocol. You're going to love the way you feel every time. So if you're the kind of entrepreneur that values your health as your greatest asset, naturally you'll want to join and invite your friends, your family, and your colleagues to our community where you'll feel loved, supported, seen, and heard. Visit loveenergywellness.com to join the community, or the link is also right here in today's show notes. I'll see you soon.